This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Coming to you live. This is Lock and Load.
Come and see me. Can't you see me? It's so easy.
And as it is, you know what time of day this is. This is, it's this time. University, where we reach out to a master pistol builder and get schooled on the ways of the 1911/2011/2019, whatever your discipline, whatever your flavor. And for that, there is only one guy to go to, and of course that is Joe Chambers from Chambers Custom. How you doing, sir?
Good. How are you, sir?
I'm coping. One thing I do with my YouTube channel is I try to respond to every comment I get. That has something to do with the algorithm and some other things as well. And what that does is it makes the engagement better. And one guy decided, I've had some pistols come in, some 2011s, and I did a couple of videos here recently, and one guy comes in and goes, well, the modern striker-fired pistol is the way to go, because, of course, 1911/2011s are actually more of a collector's item or a range gun. If you really want a gun for a gunfight, you want to go with, say, a Glock, which, listen, I know Glock has a reputation of going off every time you pull the trigger, but at the same time, I mean, I've owned many Glocks, and I've had a few Glocks that have had a few issues over time, and I know they're not foolproof, but at the same time, I look at what is happening now with the 2011 platform, and I look at people that are adopting 2011 platforms and tactical operators that carry 2011s, and I'm like, I don't think that's correct. I think they're sort of over-engineered, and I think they have become as dependable and reliable as any gun out there today, and I just wanted to know your thoughts on it. I knew that this would be tailor-made for you to ask you this question. All I ask is that you remember that we're family-friendly and children are listening.
No, I think people like that probably don't, they haven't been educated very well or trained very well in the way of gunfighting. You know, we deal with a lot of people, as you know, that I think they grew up playing more video games than they did playing outside, and so they only really know about, you know, shooting guns on video games, and obviously the Glock is the popular choice there, and so, you know, they get this mentality that that is the way to be, and you know, it is what it is. But when you start looking closely, and you see that some of the most prolific modern day gunfighters, if you will, are shooting and training with 2019s, 2011s, or 1911s, I think that can change your perception. And, you know, you have guys like Steve Fisher, Jared Reston, Chuck Pressburg, Mike Pannone, Aaron Callan, you know, Ken Hackthorn. These guys are all going the way of the hammer fired single action gun for a reason. And, that reason is because you get superior accuracy, you get, in some cases, superior reliability, you get a better trigger, you get, you know, better pointability. I mean, there's just a lot of reasons to go with a hammer fired gun.
Yeah. I know. And some of the things that I see coming out with some of these people is like the learning curve. Like gripping it high to disengage the grip safety and thumbing off the safety, the frame-mounted safety as you're coming up and sticking the gun out there. Like that's a tough thing to pick up. And I put a meme on Facebook one time that got all kinds of play. And it makes me think of what you just said as far as just came from the video games. I saw this meme and it said, if we wanted to completely, tear up this next generation coming up, we should make nothing but straight drive cars with a stick shift, write everything in cursive.
Mm-hmm.
And they would be messed up. And that's true. It's like we have dumbed down a lot of things. And Glocks and Smith & Wesson M&Ps and, certain H&Ks and certain SIGs, yes, they have no safety. They have none of this other stuff. But it comes down to training, doesn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it depends on your manual of arms. And I'm sure like when you were in the Army, way back in the middle of the 20th century there, when guys switched from the M14 to the M16, I'm sure there was a training curve there because the M14 has a different manual of arms than the M16.
I was still a child when they actually.
I know, I'm just teasing you.
Just so you know. Just so you know.
But yeah, I mean, it's a manual of arms issue, and I don't know, everybody that I've talked with and trained with over the years has not had a problem sweeping the thumb safety off of a 1911 or a 2011 style gun, and when they draw the weapon, it's actually very natural. Very natural movement as you draw the gun out, and in some cases people have to be trained to slow their roll and not take the thumb safety off until the gun is actually out of the holster.
Right.
But to me, a properly built hammer fired gun like that is a bit safer than your typical striker fired gun in the modern world because you have multiple safeties. If the gun is properly built, it should not go off unless the grip safety is disengaged and the thumb safety is disengaged. Whereas a striker-fired pistol, all you've got is a small blocking bar on the trigger itself to keep the gun from going off. So it can go off when you holster it. It can go off when you unholster it.
Well, I mean, when they made the switch to the Glock in New York City with an NYPD, they had a lot of guys accidentally shooting themselves because for some reason they'd never been taught not to put your finger in the trigger guard. And that's why they came out with the New York trigger, where the trigger outweighs the gun by a factor of three.
Yeah, well, and they had a number of guys shoot themselves in the crotch because they had apparently not been told, hey, you can't put this gun in your pants without a holster. And they'd put the gun in the pants without a holster, and the trigger would catch on, the belt. Or their pants itself and shoot them, and that's a problem.
Yeah,
but you can't fix stupid. So.
So now they have a 12-pound trigger.
Yeah.
Where they and I mean, they, I've how many shootouts have there been where, because they don't have training and they've tried to fix it with a heavy trigger, like the I don't know how many years ago it's been, but some guy wanted to commit murder by or suicide by cops, so he killed his boss in front of the Empire State Building. Two cops rolled up on him. And opened up on him and shot nine bystanders in addition mm-hmm. to him.
Yep. Well, the New York shooting that they had years ago, where the cops were trying to arrest this guy and he pulled his wallet out and they shot him, the shot like 68 times or something and hit him three or four.
Right.
And they ended up killing him.
Hang on for me. We'll be right back. This is 1911 University with Joe Chambers, and this is Lock and Load.
Chrysler.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
At Bedford Camera and Video, we value freedom as much as our customers do. To this end, Bedford's is your one-stop shop for all of your camera or video needs. Our customer service is based on satisfying our customers with the latest equipment and a team of experts that will ensure you have all you want or need. Go to Bedfords.com. Preserving memories, recording technique, commemorating the victory or the hunt. Since 1974, this is Bedford Camera and Video.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you or a loved one is a survivor of abuse by Boy Scouts of America representatives as far back as the 1970s, we urge you to speak up. We'll stand with you and get you the help and financial compensation you deserve. A jury in Portland, for example, awarded $18.5 million in punitive damages in one Boy Scout sexual abuse case. The Boy Scouts of America filed for bankruptcy, and funds have been set aside to compensate those injured. Time is limited, and so are the funds. Call today. Don't wait. For free information on how to file your claim, call All Survivors Advocates right now. We have a long track record in helping our clients get the legal justice and compensation they deserve. Please, we are ready to help you. Call today.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
And welcome back. Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. And this is 1911 University with Joe Chambers. And I want to ask you a two-pronged question. Now, one of the things that I, you know, when I made my decision with you to switch to a single stack 45 ACP, working man's gun, part of it was the thought that maybe I already have a bunch of holsters sitting here that it would work with. But I'm not real sure of that, just simply because a lot, like, you know, I've made the statement that, you know, well, everything that works with SDI is going to work with a chambers gun, too, except that's not exactly true. Because there are slight variations in the geometry, right? Mm-hmm. So, and I attribute that to the way the gun's built. I don't think that's a bug. I think that's a feature.
Mm-hmm.
Having said that, now I know Exodus Leather makes a very good template to build a gun for you out of leather and everything else. But a lot of these tactical mindset type guys, they're wanting to find something in Kydex, and they're wanting to find two or three different, you know, configurations. They want the big overbuilt duty holster. They want the concealment inside the waistband holster. They want the concealment outside the waistband holster. Do people come to you and say, we would like to make holsters for your guns?
Well, people come to me and say, you know, well, yes, they do. I mean, if I had a dime for everybody that said that, I could buy you a cup of coffee at the local Starbucks.
That's still a lot of people.
Yeah. I mean, holster makers, Kydex vendors, we call them, or a dime a dozen. Holster makers are not. You know, so when somebody like Jeff Mao from Tentacle comes to you and says, hey, what would you like if I were to design a holster to fit guns like what you built? That's a good opportunity, you know, to give some input. And that's what we did. And that's how, you know, the process for us started with working with Tentacore. And they've made a great holster. And they've made three great holsters. They're all inside the waistband. But they're going, you know, hopefully in the future, in the near future, be coming out with an OWD option also. The flip side to that is on the duty holsters, you know, I'm in the process of working with a company for an OWD duty holster. They're waiting on some parts from me because I'm waiting on some parts from the manufacturer in order to send them a prototype that they can, test each holster with, and then that'll be on. But, you know, there's so many holster makers out there that it's hard to go, okay, this is the one. Well, what do you like? You know, what do you want? That's kind of where I'm at.
Well, see, I think that my Fat WMG C is probably the most accurate gun I own, without a doubt. The way you guys dialed it in and everything, all I have to do is pick it up and, you know, get a pretty decent grip on it, and it just does the rest for it. The mechanical advantage is very, very apparent. And I want to carry it, and I want to carry it a lot in these uncertain times.
Mm-hmm.
But I want to carry it to where if I do have to, and I say this completely tongue-in-cheek, if I have to run, which that would be hilarious to watch that, but if I did have to shuffle away as fast as I can go, I don't want to lose the gun while I'm doing it. So I want both retention and I want draw ability, and, you know, I want all, the whole ball of wax, and I'm hoping, and I know some of the things you've got in the pipeline, and I'm waiting on them to come out of the pipeline, and I'm waiting for those things to happen, because they're really only just now beginning to catch up to you, aren't they?
Yeah, I think so. And for whatever reason, it takes a while. I know I have a client in Ohio that he's been using a holster by a company called Garrett. I'm not super familiar with them. That he's been using a holster by them that's made actually for the SIG M17. That he said works great with his wide bodies, his 2019s, as a OWB holster. So I know there's options out there. It just kind of depends on, you know, where you're going. There's definitely a duty option coming. When? I don't know. Hopefully sooner than later.
Well, I think, especially given the fact that with some of the collaborations I know you're doing, and some of the, I'm sure you have others that you haven't told me about, as significant a player as you're going to be, it only makes sense that they'd be out there building you some stuff to where people can carry your guns. Have you heard that sort of observation before about, I would have thought this would have fit in here, but there's just a slight variation to where it doesn't make it as good a choice as I wanted to make. Have you heard that before?
Yeah, I mean the 2019s that we build, they're a little bit wider. The dust cover in particular, because I wanted, you know, on a duty gun, I wanted the frame to be able to hold the light as completely as possible. And when you start thinning up that light rail, I think compromise the integrity of the attachment point.
Right.
And so it's, you know, it's full width of the slide, basically. Well, not basically, it is. Which, for some people, in some holsters, is complicated things. And that's why Pentacore wanted, you know, they had me send them one of our guns in particular, so that they could make sure that when the, you know, the tension screws were adjusted in the right way, it would hold. But yeah, there's absolutely can be some fitment issues. And I think the holsters, is it the M&P Core, or is that the one?
Yeah.
What's the one Fisher's using?
He's using the M&P full, the 5-inch 45 ACP core holster.
Yeah, that's the holster he's using. So that gun shape and size is very similar.
He jammed it in there and heated it up with a heat gun, and then jammed it in there and started. You know, it's a hack.
Yeah.
And I like hacks are fine. I mean, I see them all the time.
Yeah, sometimes that's just what you got to do temporarily.
I mean, there's other companies out there that are having the same issue you're having, aren't they?
Oh yeah.
Yeah. So
yeah.
There's a new thing happening with guns in the space that I see out there. There's a new change coming along, and everybody hasn't responded to it yet.
No.
Which I find interesting. I find that interesting, but. We're coming up on the next break. For those of you that want to check out what Joe does, and Joe does a lot of things. The last picture I saw of Joe, he was going to a Bigfoot masquerade party, or he was going out hunting something that just didn't want to see him. He looked like a thing of moss with a hat on. You can find that on Instagram at Chambers Custom. Find him on Facebook, Chambers Custom, ChambersCustom.com. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The Senate Judiciary Committee will vote Tuesday on a subpoena for Twitter CEO Jack Dorsey over the platform's blocking of a New York Post story about Hunter Biden's business activities in the Ukraine. Speaking with Fox News, Texas Senator Ted Cruz accuses the tech company of actively violating the First Amendment.
Big tech censorship has always been bad, but they really crossed the line in the last 24 hours. I'm not aware of their previously actively censoring major press outlets. It's not really any different than Twitter blocking Fox News from sending out a story. Look, Fox News may be right or wrong, the New York Post may be right or wrong, but silencing the media is a direct violation of the principles of the First Amendment.
C-SPAN has suspended political editor Steve Scully after he admitted to lying about his Twitter account being hacked. Skelly had said his Twitter was hacked after a tweet asking former administration official Anthony Scaramucci for advice in responding to criticism from President Trump. This is USA Radio News. Coronavirus impacts the Democratic presidential campaign, USA Radio Network's Wyatt Cox reports.
The Biden campaign says vice presidential nominee Kamala Harris will suspend in-person events until Monday after two people associated with the campaign tested positive for COVID-19. The campaign says Biden had no exposure, though he and Harris spent several hours campaigning together in Arizona on October 18th. Harris scheduled to travel Thursday to North Carolina for events encouraging voters to cast early ballots. That event canceled. The Biden campaign told reporters Thursday morning that Harris's communication director and a traveling staff member for her campaign to Arizona tested positive after that October 8th trip. I'm Wyatt Cox.
And stocks fell slightly for the third straight day as concerns over a stimulus package come to the forefront. The Dow Jones Industrial Average rebounded in the final hour of trading to erase a 332-point drop from earlier in the day to finish virtually unchanged. This is USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Welcome back. Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. And this is 1911 University with Joe Chambers. And the guns that I've had of yours, Joe, have all been, they've both been, I've had a Night Fighter, which I got to sample and review, which was a wide body, full-sized slide, all these other things. And, of course, the WMGC, which is my gun. And these guns are sort of set up in a very sort of modern configuration, but you probably have people that get with you from time to time and say, I don't want all of this, or I don't want that on it, or I don't want these on it. What do you think about the various ways one of these things can be set up? I mean, there's quite a few ways these can be set up and just run as good as they're going to run. It doesn't take anything away from it. Does it add anything to it when you start adding some of these features to it?
Yeah, I think there's some things that are beneficial versus some things that are, whatever. Like, for example, ambi thumb safeties. Are you a lefty? Then you need an ambi, really. Are you not a lefty? Then you probably don't need an ambi, ever. We put ambis on certain guns just because. But by and large, if you're not a lefty, you don't need an ambi. There's no point. There's no reason for it. Tritium sights. Tritium sights are very 1980. Very few people want tritium sights anymore, thankfully, because they understand the disadvantages of them. And the disadvantages oftentimes outweigh the advantages, especially if you choose to go with a three dot. The idea of a tritium sight is to be able to find it in the dark, which is a great idea. But if you have three dot tritium sights, how do you know which one is the front dot? Well, you don't. So when we do tritium for clients, we do front only. That's all we offer. Because I want you to be able to find it in the dark. What I learned from Chuck Pressburg was tritium sights under night vision are a no-go at this station. So, if you're going to use the gun at night and you're going to be running night vision like some of the people do, you don't want tritium. You know, so yeah, there's some features and options that we offer that are absolutely valuable and not magwells, for example. I love a magwell when it's done right. If it's the Gen 1 or Gen 2, the Gen 2 is preferable unless you're building a 10 millimeter. But if it's a Chin magwell, it's a great addition to the gun. It does add a little bit of weight, but if it's a single stack, you know, it does make the gun a little bit easier to load in a hurry if you need to. On the wide bodies, on the 2019, you're putting a needle inside of a donut hole, and you put that magazine in there. You really don't need the aluminum magwell unless you're just really abusive with your mag changes. Because all it really does is protect the bottom of the gun when you go to put a magazine in there.
So, like, when you built guns for Steven Seagal, what is his taste like? What does he like to have built for him? Is he more of a traditionalist? Does he like a little modern flair to it? What does he like?
When I began working with him, he was pretty traditional. He liked tritium front and back, you know, because he was old school, and obviously he likes long slides and 45 and 38 super. As time has gone on, he's now discovered that red dot is life, you know, and when you get closer to the end of life than you are at the beginning of life, your eyes aren't as good as they once were.
Right.
And so being able to acquire the sight and put it on the target as fast as possible is important. You know, so guys like that have gone a little bit more modern which is good. You know, I mean, it shows that they have the ability to learn and grow just like the rest of us. They're normal people.
Red dots. That's going to be this past weekend I went out and I shot and I had one gun that had a red dot on it and I had one gun that did not. And I was shooting them back to back and I was stunned at how much I really preferred that red dot. Now I'm thinking, wonder who I could find to cut this slide to put a red dot on this. Wonder who I could get to do that. And as you go forward, are you going to start doing all of your guns set up to take a red dot without any extra cutting on them or anything? Or
No. We'll always offer the iron sights, you know, because there's just some people that like them. I mean, David's built the WMG for a guy right now. It'll have the buried and protected rear sight on it. And from a classic standpoint, you know, a lot of the guns that I build personally have adjustable rear sights because that's what guys like, you know. I mean, for your casual, you know, I'm taking it to the range or, you know, a showpiece gun, they want iron sights. I think when people realize that an RDS doesn't change the profile of the gun when you're carrying it as much as they think it does. It doesn't change it at all, actually.
Right.
Because it all sits tight to the body. But I think when people realize that, then they are more akin to accept it, if you will.
That's the first thing Steve says is getting out there and shooting with one of these is no different than shooting with the iron sights, except it actually sort of is a little bit, isn't it? I mean, you do have to stick it out there in front of you a little bit different to where now your eye is lining up with something a little higher than the slide surface itself. But you're not having to line up two different things to have your sight picture.
Well, I think it depends. I think it depends on how the dot is set up on the slide. You know, if you're some of these guns that are out there, the dot sits way high.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, there's a different presentation of the gun as a whole. If you're getting one of our guns where the dot sits as low as it possibly can, because that's how I designed the mount, then I think the presentation is very akin to iron sights, which was the goal of it. That was the whole point. And it's a very natural point of aim kind of deal, which is what I wanted when I designed the system. I didn't want there to be a huge learning curve for myself or for anybody else that got one of these guns. I wanted it to be very intuitive and instinctive to be able to grab the gun and point the dot and go.
Right.
I think a dot is way, way faster for target acquisition purposes. Because you're not having to align sights.
Well, the thing I like about them, and I haven't yet run into, I'm running two different kinds right now. I'm running one, your gun with a Holosun, and another gun with a Delta Point Pro 2. And the thing about them, I don't know how long the battery life on the Holosun is going to be. I presume pretty good because you use them, and you're pretty high on it.
It's about 50,000 hours.
Yeah. The one on the Delta Point Pro, though, has a little latch that you push forward, and it just pops up, and you don't want to take the side off off the gun or anything to get to it, and it's easy to replace. But once you've got this set up and you've got it zeroed where you want it to go, these optics seem to really hold that for quite some time, and then you don't have to worry about them quite so much as you go along during the day. But coming up on the next break, we're going to expand on this when we get back, just simply because now I'm sort of intrigued by this. I want to know your opinion on something when we do get back. Chambers Custom, you can find them, of course, at chamberscustom.com if you want to get involved with them. If you want to get in line to buy a gun with them, that all begins there. Then if you want to follow them, see what they've got going on. See what Eric's doing. See what Brandon's doing. See what Dave's doing. See where Joe is at. Well, you can do that on Instagram or Facebook under ChambersCustom.com. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Do you have health or energy challenges? Would you like to support your health and energy from a product that people consistently feel the uplifting and health-building effects from the first day they consume it? I introduce you to Green Meadow Whey, the only whey protein powder from grass-pastured cows that is processed in a manner that ensures that the proteins and amino acids remain in their correct geometric shape that the body can use. The naturally occurring proteins, peptides, and amino acids in renatured whey are proven to support multiple aspects of human health, from complementing your immune system to neutralizing chronic inflammation, to supporting detoxification, to stabilization of blood sugar, and more. Additionally, due to the Tesla-like frequencies encoded into Green Meadow Whey, it is a dramatic support for your energy and mood. And it is an excellent emergency preparedness food with well over a 5-year shelf life. To order, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit greenmeadowway.com. Greenmeadowway.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe hand sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. right now. Click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus. A 30 count bottle of immune booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout and the bonus is yours free. 2020safe.net.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I treat a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Time on the firing line. Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This is 1911 University. And I've been speaking with Joe Chambers. Do you think the most significant development, modern development for handguns is the adaptation of optics?
Yes. I think for the gunfighter community, it's the most modern adaptation on the guns. In the competition world, it's been a thing for years and years and years. We've discussed this ourselves, on the radio several times. I was shooting red dots in 2001, in competition, and I know guys that were shooting in the 90s, in the late 80s, in competition. But it wasn't until the advent of smaller, more portable dots that it became a viable option on a carry gun. I mean, nobody's going to strap an ultra dot or an Aimpoint 1000 on their carry gun and carry it around. You'd look like, Arnold Schwarzenegger out of RoboCop or something like that. I think it's a great advancement, actually. I think it's something that's been a long time coming. I think it's something that really aids the shooter themselves to be able to be more proficient. And I think, quite frankly, it's more enjoyable. I mean, I love shooting all kinds of guns. I have all kinds of guns to shoot. Iron sights, of all different configurations. But when it comes to just going out and having fun with my buddies, I like shooting one of two things, machine guns or red dot pistols.
So along the way, as we've come along, the magazines have evolved. The way guns are built has evolved. And the pistol itself, while it may resemble something like the Ithaca 1911 that I was issued when I was in the military, when I was an M60 gunner, even though it may resemble that in its overall shape, they're really very different as far as what they are now. They're a whole different animal than they were in the 70s and the 80s, aren't they?
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I think there's a huge difference. You're seeing better parts. You're seeing better magazines. Obviously we have the wide body designs that have been out for a while, but continue to be improved upon. You're seeing better, more efficient, smaller compensators, which, whether you like a compensator or not, they do have a place, in that concealed carry market. If they didn't, I wouldn't be bringing out a couple of them.
But I mean, you're not going to put compensators on 9mm, are you? I mean, I can't imagine you are. Okay.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
But not on the 45.
Nah, I'm not going to put them on a 45. Okay. It's a waste of time.
Yeah.
Yeah. Compensators on a 45 are just not effective. They just don't get it done. 10 millimeter, absolutely.
Yeah.
Very effective.
Do you think, and I've often wondered this since I got a hold of the Fat WMG, do you think if that kind of configuration in the 1911 had existed in 1984, for example, when the U.S. decided, well, we've got to go with NATO because, you know, we're going to be fighting World War II against the Soviets, Gorbachev, all those guys. And then they decided to make the change from a platform that the Army had had since 1911 to what they were going to go to with the Beretta M9. Do you think if that had existed, they would have said, we don't need this?
Yeah, it's possible. I mean,
in that time, I don't remember ever seeing a 9mm 1911. I'm sure they existed. But back in those days, everybody was like, well, a 1911 is a 45.
Well, that, and I think one of the things you were dealing with during that time period was capacity. You know, people were looking at, you know, higher capacity. Glock was coming out with higher capacity stuff, not too far off in the distance. There had been a couple of other models of polymer framed guns that have come out at that time period that, you know, were 9mm high capacity guns. You had the Browning High Power. Quite frankly, you know, if the government had really wanted the finest 9mm high cap of its time, that would have been the choice for the military. For whatever reason, they didn't choose that. I mean, I know some of the reasons. They had to deal with contractual issues and all this, but I think it's time to change it. They wanted high capacity, and they had to stay within that NATO realm, and so, you know, the spaghetti pistol was where it was at.
Yeah. You mentioned the Browning High Power. I don't really see anybody making that anymore. Does anybody even make that since the advent of you and Staccato and some other people that get out and build these 2011s? They seem like they've just sort of fallen by the wayside.
I don't know if there's any current production high powers. Browning made a few of them a couple of years back. You know, there's some boutique shops and semi-custom shops making them. I think Nighthawk made them. They made a few of them a couple of years back. Cylinder and Slide has made them in the past, but like in mass, no, I don't think anybody's made them in a while.
Me either. I know that for a while Nighthawk was doing, but they were buying them and then redoing them.
Okay, yeah.
But I don't think they can get them anymore, to be honest with you.
Yeah, possibly not. I mean, not without buying them on Gunbroker.
So, anyway, as we go forward, I just thinking out loud because I remember, I always thought the Browning High Power was a pretty decent pistol. Never owned one, shot a few, but it just sort of went away with a whimper when all these Wonder Nines started coming, and it was really the first Wonder Nine. But now the Wonder Nines seem like they're jeopardized by the 2011s to me. Because that seems to be where LEO wants to go that way, because they like that single action trigger, don't they?
Yeah, they do. They really like it a lot. And for a lot of reasons. You know, I mean, cleaner, crisper, better trigger control means better shots. Better shots mean, you know, you don't have to worry about civilians getting shot because of lack of training.
Yep.
You know, I mean, there's a lot of advantages to it.
Yeah, I can see what those are, and I fully embrace them. I like them. I just, it's interesting now because I remember in 85 when we were making the switch from the 1911 to the Beretta, everybody was like, you can't replace the 1911. And, you know, over time, of course, it did get replaced in the Army. And now that the M9 didn't last as long as the 1911 did, now they've gone to something else. But, I'm seeing the same sort of thing out of some of these people that are really loving the simplicity of the single or the safe action guns like the Glocks and, you know, the striker fired guns, if you will. they seem to be just as resistant as the 1911 people were in 85. It's sort of funny when you sort of sit back and look at it. People get really emotionally involved in their guns, don't they?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And, you know, that's why I tell people, look, find something you enjoy. Find something that you that makes you happy. Find something that fits your budget. And have fun shooting it, man. If that's a bone stock Glock or M&P, awesome, dude. You're in the sport. You're in the game. Get good with it. Get as proficient with it as you possibly can. If that means it's a $10,000 collectible pistol, then hey, get on with it. You know, enjoy it. The gun industry is, I've said this many times and I'll say this until it quits, which will never happen. But the gun industry is, it's its own worst enemy. We just, we fight within each other. Oh, this is the only way. No, not necessarily. I mean, just what works for you may not work for others.
Just like the martial arts. Everybody's
blazing. Yeah, absolutely.
So, it's very interesting to look at the two disciplines. Both complement each other and mirror each other in the worst possible ways.
Absolutely.
Before we run out of time, for those of you that want to look at what you may want to get involved with, which you may want to become one of the Chambers gun owners, you have to go to chamberscustom.com to do that. If you want to peruse some of the stuff they're building at any given time in any part of the development, you can follow them at Instagram at Chambers Custom, and you can also follow them on Facebook at Chambers Custom. Right now, Joe is in a hunting mode. And so I think most of his gunsmiths have kicked him out of his own shop and said, go hunt and leave us alone. I'm just gleaning that off what I've seen. I may be wrong about that.
Some degree, yeah.
Okay.
There are days.
Well, hey, when you're the man, you're the man, right? Thank you very much for joining me this evening.
Thank you, sir.
All right, back again in 21 hours between now and then. Remember this, it has never been about gun control, not once, not ever. It has been, it's always going to be about total control. This has been Lock and Load.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.